The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio, streaming on Facebook Live. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Bizarro World.
Because in shocking new documents that have been uncovered by the SEC Insight.com website, great website that provides coverage, watchdoggery of the Seattle City Council, we now know the extent that the Communist Party is in control of local politics. And this is about as stunning a set of documents as you'll ever read. We'll link it up on our blog. But what SEC Insight has uncovered is how Socialist Alternative, which is not like the, you know, the socialist, democratic socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they are, believe it or not, more moderate socialists. The ones, three of them, who have gotten elected to the U.S. Congress. But Socialist Alternative is a communist group. It's driven by Marxist principles. And what SEC Insight has obtained is a collection of internal documents from Socialist Alternative over the last 3 years. And as they write, it reveals the extent to which Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawant has handed over her council responsibilities to this Marxist organization. They tell her how to vote on items before the council. They tell her who to fire. And we're talking about city employees now. They tell her who to hire on the city payroll, all of which is in violation of city ethics laws. And as they point out, Sawant has never disclosed to her constituents that she has turned over her duties to independently think, to vote, to do what's best for her constituents. She will do only what is best for this Marxist organization. And I'm going to go through some of this for you. And I know that not all of you live in Seattle. In fact, most of our listeners do not. And so if you are affected by Seattle politics, then this impacts you. If you are far enough removed that Seattle politics doesn't directly impact you, you can just look and wonder at how far gone a city that was built on independent principles, on people who are self-sufficient, on the fishermen and the loggers that built this city, and how it has become one of the leading communist outposts in the United States. So let me get to these documents here. Socialist Alternative styles itself as adhering to strict Marxist principles. It's a revolutionary organization dedicated to the dismantling of the capitalist state. It believes that it is impossible to reform a capitalist state from within. It must be completely dismantled and replaced with a new economy and government, that being one based on Marxist principles. So, Socialist Alternative believes that existing police departments must be dissolved and replaced once a socialist state is established. Sawant sent a letter that they obtained to Democratic Socialist new Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in it, Sawant wrote, "Finally, we must recognize that while we agree on many things, there's a fundamental difference between Marxism and social democratic politics. Socialist Alternative and I are fighting for a socialist world and recognize capitalism cannot be made to work for the working class. Social Democrats hope to create a humane capitalism, a feudal mission and fundamental error." So this is what we have embedded in Seattle city government. And yes, it says an awful lot about the brain dead people who have voted for Kashama Sawant on two occasions now. But Socialist Alternative calls Sawant's position a stronghold in enemy territory. That is a quote. They say that Sawant and the council office must be wholly accountable to Socialist Alternative. So I want you to understand the significance of this. A member of the Seattle City Council, whose sworn duty is to represent the best interests of her constituents, who voted for this nut job, she is not adhering to that commitment. She is wholly accountable to Socialist Alternative. Here's where things get even more troublesome, they write. In response to questions as to whether Sawant has been appropriately accountable and accusations that her council office has worked too independently from and at cross purposes with other parts of the Seattle arm of Socialist Alternative, Sawant has insisted that she is accountable to Socialist Alternative's Seattle Executive Committee. Not to her constituents, not to the voters, not to the best interests of the people. In one of the documents they obtained, Sawant writes, "I completely reject the idea that the council office is failing in any way to communicate to the Socialist Alternative Seattle Executive Committee, the SEC, or to be accountable to the SEC and the organization. As SEC comrades should be able to admit, council comrades take great pains to include and consult the full SEC. We err on the side of taking political questions to the SEC. There have been many instances where I've personally insisted that council comrades, meaning her co-workers in her council office, which is run by the Socialist Alternative, council comrades send advance notice to the Seattle Executive Committee to make all the leading members aware of a given political situation." So Sawant admits in these documents that her adherence is to a Marxist organization. You want some more? And by the way, I'll give credit again, sccinsight.com. They have all these documents. I'm only able to give you a fraction of what they've posted. In practice, Sawant's accountability to Socialist Alternative means that she has handed over significant decision-making to the organization, including how she votes on business that comes before the city council and the hiring and firing of government payroll staff in her office. Recently, the Socialist Executive Committee decided that Sawant would vote yes on the confirmation of Carmen Best as the city's new chief of police. This was controversial among Socialist Alternative members since it violates their principle against lending support to a police apparatus within a capitalist state. The executive committee was forced to issue its own statement describing why it voted to direct Sawant to vote yes. That statement admits that it violates their Marxist principles, but claims that it was necessary to stand in solidarity with Black community leaders who fought hard to have Best reinstated as a finalist for consideration. They also wrote, "We agreed that however Kashama voted on Monday, there would be widespread confusion over what it represented, but that a yes vote will likely do less damage to our longer-term ability to win over the Black working class and beyond to our ideas than a no vote would." Documents go on to point out that the Socialist Executive Committee voted to fire a woman named Whitney James Kahn, a Socialist Alternative member who had worked in Sawant's office since May of 2016. But she was on the city payroll. So you have a Marxist organization directing the firing and the hiring of employees that you and I pay for on the city payroll. They admitted that they voted to fire this person, and they said that it was to make room for other full-timer social alternative staffers who had been based in other cities, and they wanted to embed here in Seattle. Now, what does all this mean? Well, SCC Insight points out that there are multiple violations of the city's ethics code, including using an official position for other than the benefit of the city. And I think that's clear. That if she's making decisions that are best for a Marxist organization that wants to destroy capitalism, literally, instead of doing what's best for the city of Seattle, that's an ethics violation. She also is using city personnel for a purpose other than a city purpose. The employees in her office are working for the Marxist organization, not for the city of Seattle and the taxpayers. They tried to get Sawant. She turned down their interview requests. Nicole reached out to some people this morning, and Sawant and her husband, who is employed by Socialist Alternative, they are in India right now. Is that what we found out?
That's what I'm told. Okay. I think that's based on his social media posts.
Okay. So her husband, by the way, one of the only charitable donations that Sawant makes is to Socialist Alternative for it's a range, but somewhere around $15,000 or $20,000. And then Socialist Alternative pays her husband around $15,000 to $20,000. So her only charitable donation is to herself. Just like a good socialist, right? They also do not use city-provided email accounts. They use Gmail accounts instead. That has likely violated city ethics code by disclosing confidential information to an outside party. So if they're writing about hiring and firing city employees on Gmail accounts to a Marxist organization, that would be a clear ethics violation, it seems. And on it goes. They also linked up a handy little pamphlet that Socialist Alternative has put together, a guide for all members. And this is where they talk about, and man, I tell you what, this is like reading any textbook cult document or pamphlet. But they talk about how to contact prospective members, how to groom them, how to, remember, you may be the only person your contact has met who agrees with their left-wing or progressive ideas. So you draw in their confidence. But then it's ready to become a member, still a contact, a supporter, but not a member. But then when you sign up new members, you got to bring up membership dues. You know how much the socialists want in membership dues for the people they recruit to this cult? An important aspect of membership is making a financial contribution to the organization through membership dues. This importance needs to be made clear so new members are conscious of the dues and start on the highest possible dues they can afford. We want to encourage, as a starting point, that members consider contributing 5 to 10% of their salary per month. Again, pure cult manipulations. But you draw somebody in, and if this poor dupe makes 50 grand a year and thinks that Marxism is the answer, then they would have to turn over $2,500 to $5,000 a year off the top to Socialist Alternative. It is shocking that, and I've been telling you for a long time, that Kashama Sawant is one of the stupidest public officials I've ever heard. When she opens her mouth, you can tell that there ain't any brain matter behind what she says. And now we know that there is literally no thinking behind what she says. She takes her orders from a Marxist organization. They tell her who to hire. They tell her who to fire. They tell her how to vote. They tell her to embrace only policies that work not for the city of Seattle, not for the people of Seattle, not for the taxpayers of Seattle, but that work for an organization that stated mission is to dismantle capitalism and to replace it with a socialist state, to take existing police departments and dissolve them until a socialist state is established. You want to know why the city has gone to hell? And by the way, it's not because of Kashama Sawat. It's not because of socialist alternative. It's because of idiots who have voted for this woman. It's because of people who have never been able to see through. I exposed her as a charlatan when she was running the first time. I exposed her stupidity on the show, her vapidity, her inability to put any cogent thoughts together. That's why she won't do any more interviews with me, because I exposed her in the one interview that we did. But she's just a puppet. She's a mouthpiece. And she's got some really dangerous people controlling her and pulling the strings. And the people of Seattle, in her district at least, put her in place. You want to know why we've got a city that's being taken over by heroin, by homelessness, by drugs, by crime? Because it's all necessary to destroy the capitalist city that is Seattle. They are trying to destroy our city so they can rebuild it in their image. And so they have embraced every policy that they can to destroy the city. Again, I've told you all of this. I've told you that this is a very calculated effort to destroy our city. Now we have lots of documents that prove it. Again, thank you to the great work at sccinsight.com. The Seattle City Council watchdog website that uncovered all of these documents. That is why we've got the hellhole we have right now in what once was a great, great city. And if we don't fight back against this, if we don't take it back from the Marxists, then shame on us. Absolute shame on us. That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Oh, we have lots of other stuff to get to here, including I've got more big lead stuff. Somebody, some criminal comes and tags your property, your real estate. You can be fined and punished. I have an exclusive letter that we've obtained from the city of Seattle. Of that, much more straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show gets rolling here. Getting a lot of comments on our opening segment on these documents that reveal that Kashama Sawant is merely a puppet of the Marxist Socialist Alternative organization, that they direct her how to vote, they direct her to fire people on the government payroll, who to hire on the government payroll, on the Online Trading Academy text line, which is 98973 from the 206. I don't disagree, Sawant is a puppet, but the right is also beholden to direction from the Koch brothers, CPAC, and other related orgs. Don't you agree? Now, and they address all this in the SCC Insight. What's the difference between what the Marxists are trying to do here in Seattle versus the Democrat and Republican parties? Democratic and Republican parties, believe it or not, they don't order the elected officials how to vote. They don't do that like is happening here. Also, and this is very important, The Democrat and Republican parties, they're registered at both the federal and state levels as political parties, so they have to disclose their leadership. They have to make regular financial disclosures. Anyone can join either party without making a required financial contribution. Socialist Alternative recommends 5 to 10% of your salary as a financial contribution. Also, there's no litmus test for you to be a Democrat or a Republican. There is. You have to do that. You have to go through the process for Socialist Alternative. So, no, to compare this to either the Democrat or the Republican Party is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And like I said, a lot of the things in here seem to be cult-like. Not calling them a cult. But when you groom people and then demand 5 to 10% of their salary, that's cult-like for political purposes. And the fact that we don't even know who this executive committee is that is telling Sawant how to vote on Seattle matters. So, no, there are lots and lots of differences here. So she is the puppet that we have long thought. I have other news for you. So let's continue with the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
A great tipster who has helped us break a couple of really big stories in the past has just sent me a letter that Seattle Public Utilities has sent out to a business owner. And they redacted the business owner, but the letter is pretty clear. It comes from the Clean City Inspector with the Graffiti and Illegal Dumping Division for the City of Seattle. I wonder at what point this guy said, I would love to be an Illegal Dumping Division director. But they sent out a letter. The City of Seattle has received notice of illegal graffiti located at your above-listed address. Despite Seattle being a beautiful place to call home, graffiti is becoming a serious problem facing our city. It's not only destructive, it makes citizens feel less secure and lowers property values. Taking prompt, proactive steps to report and remove graffiti is the best way to prevent it from occurring in your community and will help keep our city clean. But then they notified this property owner about the graffiti nuisance ordinance that requires property owners to remove graffiti found on their property within 10 calendar days. If it's gang or hate related, it must be removed within 48 hours. Failure can lead to fines and legal actions against the property owner. So, once again, you want to talk about turning a place over to the criminals? The tagger is the criminal. The property owner is the victim. And yet, in our bizarro world that we've constructed, we're making the property owner the criminal, the person who's going to have to pay the fine, the person who could face some other sanctions. If somebody vandalizes their property. So, you have a city that, and you see it in the I'll give you a perfect example. Go to the U District. Go to the alley between the Ave and 15th, between 42nd and 45th, where the drug problem, and they have some places where they have painted signs, "We love drug addicts," and there are needles everywhere. But where there is rampant drug use, there is often rampant graffiti. So we have a city that has encouraged as much drug use as possible, legalized heroin and meth, for crying out loud, in personal possession amounts. It's well known that tagging goes along with the drug users, and the property owners become the criminals. I mean, that can do a lot of damage when people are spray painting your beautiful piece of property. And the City of Seattle sends out this letter that is directing the property owners. And let me read to you one more paragraph. The city recognizes that vandals can be frustrating and damaging. Vandals tag where their work can be seen by others, with most seeking notoriety and recognition through graffiti. Prolonging visibility enhances their satisfaction and reinforces their behavior. The quicker graffiti is removed, the less likely taggers will vandalize your property again. So the property owners are responsible for the city turning over the streets to the gangs and the drug users. It just is unbelievable how upside down things are here now. So that's the letter that a listener tipped me off to. The property owners are receiving now. The law-abiding are the criminals. The criminals are hands off, and things keep spiraling. Oh, but I'm sure once the Marxists take full control, it'll be just a beautiful, perfect place. Okay, let me take a quick time out, and we got a lot more to talk about here, including tonight, the wall speech by the president. Talk about that. Lots more straight ahead. The Dory Monson Show rolls on. This is amazing. I'm getting more great tips from listeners. Yesterday, we told you about how Teresa Mosqueda and the grandma with the nose ring, how they were in New York City to protest Amazon, to help unions try to align against Amazon in New York City. And I played you all the audio from Mosqueda and Lisa Herbold. And they're as crazy as they come, too. You know why Sawant and her socialist alternative employee husband are in India right now? He posted on Facebook, from our sister organization in India, New Socialist Alternative, and it talks about the 8th and 9th of January general strike. So they are there. Kshama Sawant, Seattle City Councilwoman, is in India to help Socialist Alternative call for a general strike of the workers there. That sounds like a good expenditure of our tax dollars to pay her Seattle City Council salary. That's amazing. Just like a Mosqueda and Herbold, who are in New York City, to rail against Amazon. Man. Hey, we got to build the wall and keep Seattle City Council members out of the country. So, by the way, speaking of which, 6 o'clock this evening, Donald Trump is going to give his first ever address from the Oval Office to the American people. And he is expected to try to make the case that building the wall is a national emergency. And as president, he can get it done without Congress, because the president does have that kind of power under a national emergency. This was pretty shocking. Mark Morgan was President Obama's chief of border patrol. When Trump was elected, he relieved this guy. Trump wanted his own person in that job. Well, Mark Morgan, again, Barack Obama's chief of border patrol, he spoke today with journalist Brian Ross for the first time. He has not gone on the record since his firing or being relieved of his duties. And what he said was shocking. And for the people who are opposed to the wall, they couldn't believe that Barack Obama's guy said this.
Was when President Trump attended.
Let me start this over.
The last straw for me was when President Trump attended a national press conference along with the president of the Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd. And they got up, and it resonated with me, Brian. You know, Brandon got up, and he said something that was very succinct and very true. The wall works. And at that moment, I said, I can't remain silent anymore. even though the president, the current administration is the one that removed me, I'm here today breaking my silence to tell the American people that the president is correct in what he's doing. The wall works 100%, and I'm here today to support his efforts and what he's doing to get what he needs to improve border security for this great nation.
That is Barack Obama's chief of Border Patrol, who was relieved of his duties by Donald Trump. You'd think, if anything, he'd have an axe to grind. But he loves this country. And he says, no, the wall works. It will make us safer. I thought this was beautiful. The folks at Campus Reform, they went to American University in D.C., and they read them Donald Trump quotes about the wall to see how the college kids would feel.
I'm going to read a few quotes here from President Trump talking about the need for the southern border wall. First quote, we should spend money to build a barrier to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. Another quote, we simply cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Quote, illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we'll make no progress. When you hear quotes like that, what's your reaction to them?
Yeah, how do the college kids feel about all those Donald Trump quotes there?
It's divisive. I think America is a land of opportunity, a place for inclusion.
I just really think it's kind of hateful speech in general.
It's just a negative message. Like, all when he talks about, like, illegal immigrants, it's just, one, rude, like, to talk about people like that.
It kind of underlies a lot of things about, like, discrimination and people and their prejudice.
That's clear. The kids hate everything that Trump said about the wall.
Really?
Obama and Hillary, these were from, it's not helpful. So rhetoric like that, it's not helpful.
No, not at all.
What if I told you these were from Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton?
How about that?
Really?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Democrats and Republicans have said things about border control.
That's interesting. I didn't think that. That's interesting.
Again, how brain dead are people? We hate the quote when we think Donald Trump said it, but when it was in reality Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton who said it, I don't know, but that's interesting. Past 15 next.